Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that often feels pretty intimidating, the world of financial statements. Our goal here is to cut through that complexity for you, to really understand why we analyze them, and maybe more importantly, how to interpret them. Think of it as a shortcut to getting informed.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got this fantastic visual overview to guide us today. It's like a roadmap, really, for navigating all that financial data.
Roadmap. I like that.
We'll be breaking down, you know, the key parts of what they call general purpose financial statements and the techniques to actually make sense of it all, looking beyond just the numbers.
Okay, so let's dive into that roadmap then. It kicks off with general purpose financial statements. What makes them general purpose? Are they trying to be like everything to everyone?
Well, that's a great place to start. The core idea, the objective, as the map calls it, is really about providing solid, useful information for a whole range of different users.
Users like investors, right? But who else?
Investors, definitely. But also employees, lenders, suppliers, even management themselves. It's meant to be a common ground, a common language for understanding a company's financial health.
Okay.
And that ties right into things like KPIs, key performance indicators. Those are like the vital signs distilled from all the data in these reports.
Right, the headline numbers. So the why is clear, provide info. But if they're designed for everyone, does that water them down for specific users? Is there a trade-off mentioned?
That's a fair question. It implies a balance, really. They provide a foundation. But the real power isn't just in the statements themselves, it's in how you interpret them.
Ah, okay.
Which leads us neatly to the next big area on this map, interpretation of accounts. And this is where it gets really interesting. We often hear about using ratios.
Yeah, financial ratio, sure.
Right. But what's striking here is that the overview immediately points out the limitations of ratios and even flags something called creative accounting.
Creative accounting. Okay, that definitely caught my eye. It sounds, well, a bit dodgy. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Sounds dramatic. It's less about outright fraud, usually, and more about using the flexibility that exists within accounting rules.
Flexibility? How so?
Well, a company might choose a perfectly legal accounting method to, say, make profits look a bit smoother, or maybe time expenses differently to hit a certain target. It's not necessarily breaking the law, but...
But it shapes the story the numbers tell.
Exactly. It's a reminder you can't just take numbers at face value. You need context. And that's what the limitations of ratios also highlights. A ratio is just a number on its own.
Right. Needs context.
Yeah, like industry benchmarks, the company's own history, and other factors too, like sustainability factors, environmental social impacts, or even whether you're looking at one single entity versus a group of companies.
That entity versus group point seems crucial. Looking at just one company versus its whole international network, completely different pictures, I imagine.
Totally different. So all these elements influence how we read the numbers, which brings up the practical question. Okay, how do we systematically interpret these accounts?
And that's where the ratios come back in.
That's where accounting ratios become central tools. Think of them like financial x-rays, grouped into basically three main areas.
Right.
First, performance ratios. These tell you how well the company is actually doing its core business, you know, making money from operations. Are they efficient?
Profitability, things like that.
Exactly. Then you have liquidity and efficiency ratios. This is about cash flow, managing assets. Can they pay their immediate bills? That's short-term liquidity. How well are they using their resources? That's efficiency.
So solvency, essentially. Yeah. Short-term health.
Precisely. And third, investors ratios. These are obviously key if you're thinking of investing. They show how attractive the company looks from a shareholder perspective, earnings per share, dividend yield, that sort of thing.
And this is where, for you listening, the puzzle pieces really start to connect. Understanding these different ratios isn't just math. It's like decoding messages. Knowing, say, a company's debt to equity ratio tells you almost instantly if they're leveraged heavily or playing it safer. Our map even mentions interpretation technique, suggesting ways to apply this.
So, stepping back, you've basically journeyed through this whole framework. From understanding why these statements exist and who they're for,
right,
to the actual methods of interpretation using ratios, but critically, understanding their limitations and the other factors at play.
So, what's the big takeaway for you? It means you now have a really powerful framework to approach any financial statement you come across. It's not just about the numbers. It's about grasping the story behind them, including those interesting twists and turns. So here's a thought to leave you with. next time you see some big financial news.
Yeah.
Think about how knowing the limitations of ratios, or maybe the subtle hand of creative accounting, might just change your whole perspective on what's really going on.